In Uvalde, Texas last night, the community held a tearful vigil to honor the 19 children and two teachers who were murdered inside a fourth grade classroom. They were comforted by the words of a local pastor.
For those who've lost little children, pray for them. Pray for the little children that saw what happened to their friends. That God would heal their little hearts, their little souls.
NPR national correspondent John Burnett was there at the Uvalde County Fairplex, and he joins us now. John, I understand there were about 1,000 people who showed up to that vigil, and this is a town of about 15,000 to 16,000 people. Tell us what you saw there.
Hey, Peter. Well, you know, these public events to somehow acknowledge these immense tragedies are important because people don't know how to process a grief on this scale. And so it was a prayer service last night, and several pastors got up and read from the Bible and asked people to stand in prayer. And so it was a collective way to process this trauma. And, you know, I spoke to a number of the participants and, you know, some teenagers and some parents and some of the pastors afterwards. And it's just very hard to put into words what they're experiencing. They all sort of fumbled for how to describe what was happening to them and to their communities. And so this is what happens after these horrific mass shooting events. I've covered too many of them now, and there's a certain degree of incomprehension that sets in right afterwards.
So people coming together to pray, to try to make any sense of this that they can. In the meanwhile, you spoke with two 16-year-old sophomores at Uvalde High School, Madison Hurd and Gabriel Miller. They went into lockdown after the shooting at the elementary school, and here's what they told you.
SWAT came barging in and started loading their guns in the hallways. It's just something that you can't fathom.
It's nothing like any person should ever have to think about or think about having to go through. You don't know what to do. You don't know if it's going to be you that's next.
John, you can just hear how shaken those kids are. And we're hearing reports that the shooter was on the elementary school campus for 40 minutes or up to an hour even, and that residents were outside just begging the police to intervene, to go into the building. What's the latest on the investigation?
You know, Peter, there are a lot of investigations that are moving forward about how the school reacted and how it's the school police officer. How was it that that the shooter was able to get in that back door after he was first encountered by the officer? But things go slowly, and on a local level, the officials here are loath to criticize law enforcement when the investigation is just beginning. I know that Governor Abbott and his press conference yesterday, you know, of course, he wanted to touch on the heroism of the first responders, the Uvalde police that got there so quickly, and the Border Patrol, a tactical agent who was able to finally breach the schoolroom and kill the shooter. And so going forward, there will be more critical investigations. I know in the past, you know, we will know why it was that it took so long for these law enforcement officers to finally, you know, get into the classroom when they're supposed to run toward the shooting immediately because seconds count. So, we'll know more later.
John Burnett, national correspondent for NPR in Uvalde, Texas. Thank you so much.